Good evening and welcome to Port Washington Vikings basketball, where we are underway with our coverage of the Port Washington Vikings taking on the East Meadow Jets. It is Port Washington Senior Night. My name is Michael Habibanko. I'm joined alongside David Silverstein. We're excited to be in the booth for you guys tonight. Tip-off is underway, and Stevenson's going to come away with it early. He's on the floor with Ernst, Shanahan, Welker, and Amalfitano to start the game.
It's great to see all three seniors on the floor tonight. For the first time this entire season, Sean Ernst, Cam Welker, and Troy Stevenson wish them all the best in their last few games.
Welker tries to go back door. No good. Ibrahim picks it up, and it's going to be a double dribble. Early turnover for the Jets, and the Vikings will have the ball. For the Jets, it is Jaden Henriquez, Munir Ibrahim, Isaiah Richards, Frankie DiStefano, and Marjot Singh. That's their starting five. The Jets are looking to pick up a key road victory against the Vikings, where the Vikings are looking to hold down home court as they have done so well all season, David.
Mikey, throughout the school, it's apparent that everyone wants a home playoff game. We haven't had one since we were in eighth grade. It's been such a long time, and most of the kids in the entire high school have never even seen it at all. So it would be great to witness that at home, and we'd have the opportunity to call it, so it would be unbelievable.
Ernst's layup was short. The outlet goes to Manjot Singh. That's going to be his first bucket of the game. 2-0 East Meadow off to a quick start.
I have to say East Meadow does have the height advantage today, so Port's got to be very good defensively inside and then see if they can shoot the ball.
Amalfitano's going to get hacked down low. He was wide open, and Troy Stevenson, we've mentioned all season, he's had a great eye for picking out the open man, and he did right there, and that sends Amalfitano to the line, who is a very good free throw shooter, David.
He was the leading scorer last game with 21 points solely in that first half. He even had the courtesy to ask us if he was the leading scorer. What an unbelievable player, unfortunately, missed the free throw there. But Mikey, how good has Trevor been this entire season?
Yeah, it's amazing to see the growth that Trevor's went through this season. I mean, he had a very strong season last year. He was the number one guy. But this season, he has really made it all his. I mean, as that free throw goes in, 2-1 Vikings trail. But what can you say about Trevor Amalfitano, as a very costly turnover, a little bit of a miscommunication on the baseline from East Meadow. Richards and Ibrahim were not in sync, and he just passed it right into the guy on the line.
What was he thinking then?
I'm not sure. Shanahan's open on the left wing, finds Welker in the corner. That's been his spot all season. Down low to Ernst. A little bit of bobble. It's 3-on-1. Shanahan rips it away. Falls out for Welker. Guarded tightly by Henriquez. Driving in. Pulls back out. There's Amalfitano at the top of the key, looking to go 1-on-1 on Jaden Henriquez. Sends it out to Welker. 1-2 man. Almost a turnover. Amalfitano's got on the baseline. Shanahan, Welker for three from the key. It's good. Cam Welker splashes in his first three-pointer of the night, and he has been prolific from behind the arc and is picking up right where he left off all season, David.
Tenacious defense there by East Meadow. Unfortunately, you leave one of the best shooters on the entire floor, Cam Welker, open, and he's going to make it back.
Yeah, that was a really good offensive sequence, I think, from Port Washington. They stayed patient as it's another turnover for East Meadow. Port Washington with great defense early on. And, David, they've been able to force turnovers all season, especially early in the game. That's something I've noticed.
Originally, I'd say in the beginning of the season, as Trevor did say in our post-game interview the other day, was that he mentioned that the defense that they played, they pressed the entire game, and they're forcing these turnovers, and that they're more active defense. And because they've been able to do this, you know, their agility has gone up, their stamina has gone up, and it's allowed them to play better defense overall, hitting the passing lanes and getting back on defense, and that has truly boosted their odds of winning every game.
Yeah, credit to Coach Dooley. Their defense has been phenomenal all season, even on nights when they haven't been shooting well, when they haven't been generating much offense. They've been able to stay in games because of their defense, and I think, you know, down the stretch leading into the playoffs, I think that's going to serve Port Washington very well, especially if they come out sluggish. They know their defense will be there.
Most definitely in that, and that's something you cannot have said last season or the season before that, because I think exponentially this defense for this team has gotten much better.
Welker adds it on the left wing. There's Ernst, kicks it out to Shanahan. Shanahan looking to drive in, pulls back out. There's Stevenson, going to find an open lane. Welker thought about the three, no good. He's going to try inside to Troy Stevenson, who gets swatted by Richards. Good defensive play there. DiStefano on the other side, little jumper. It's good. Good offense in transition for East Meadow, and they're going to tie it up 4-4, David.
Defense to offense is the most vital part of basketball, Mikey. Leading out in transition, and that's what East Meadow just did right there.
Ball deflected in on the pass from Ernst to Welker. It's going to be poor ball on the inbound.
Great defense here by East Meadow. Sean Ernst looking to get the ball inside. That's what he likes to do. He likes to pass the ball Fortunately, there was tipped.
Welker tries to find Shanahan down low. It's going to be a jump ball. East Meadow was all over that. Both teams have locked in defensively so far. I think East Meadow, on offense, they've been turning the ball over a little bit too much. But on defense, they've been very solid. I think you'd say that about both teams.
And I'm liking the early press here by Washington, doing the same thing they set up last game against Oceanside.
Yeah, that really worked for them. They led to a blowout win. And even though the game was close at the very beginning, I mean, Port Washington just, they went away right quickly. Ernst, beautiful dime inside for Shanahan, who finishes over Richards. Great pass by Sean Ernst. And, man, he is just a point guard, David. I mean, that's just how he plays. He's got great court vision and the ability to find his teammates.
You know, Mikey, he may not get all the big minutes throughout the season, but, hey, this kid can pass.
Singh's three was no good. He comes up with it again. Floater is no good. DiStefano's going to have the rebound.
It looked like he jumped over Ernst there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was different from my angle, but no foul or anything was called there.
A little bit of a questionable play as number 12, Mazen Ebrahim, will check in for Isaiah Richards. The Ebrahim brothers are out on the floor together. It's got to be a cool moment. Manier is a senior, and Mazin is a sophomore.
I also want to mention, when we were watching warm-ups with Mikey, they were going over the drills, and Trevor yelled to his teammates, lock in, lock in. He knows how much this game means to him and how much it means to the seniors and everybody watching the game. But, Mikey, I got to ask you, from our perspective, what looks different today than past previous games? Do you think they're more focused, more laser-focused, or is it just... You know, you want every game to go swimmingly because you want that home playoff game.
I think there's just that vision that they want the home playoff game. They have something to play for this late in the season, and I think that's driving the team as a whole. Cam Walker's going to pick up his first foul. East Meadow is set to inbound. Abraham's going to bring it out to Henriquez. Paul Washington running out with the same five after the timeout. No substitutions yet by Coach Dooley. Henriquez, DiStefano is going to fire from three off the front rim, and it's going to be deflected. That's going Port's way.
I'm curious, Mikey, do you think Dooley's going to keep this mentality of keeping all three seniors in for the most playing time he can, or he knows he's got a basketball game to win, he's going to make the best adjustments?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to make some adjustments at a certain point. They are up 6-4, but if anything starts to slip, they're going to have to put in some of their sophomores who have played big moments, and as well as Jake Siciliano. We mentioned last game he had an off game. Wasn't shooting the ball the way he normally does, but, you know, he's got so much potential on the offensive side of the ball. So you'd be surprised to see him not check in.
And we saw that in the fourth quarter.
We did.
He had 9 points, I believe, in that fourth quarter. So it's a very slow start, but we know he can shoot it. He's got nothing to prove to any of us, as Daly's not going to come in for
right
Ernst.
On cue, David. Sophomore Kenny Daly is going to check in for senior Sean Ernst. Kenny Daly's played a very important part in this team's winning so far, just gaining really great experience for all these sophomores. Mabitano almost got caught, and it's going to be another turnover. A little bit of sloppy play for Port. Outlet pass the other side. Abraham's going to take it up for the layup. Strong finish. 6-6. Port getting caught with turnovers again. Beautiful Euro step into the floater. Cam Welker responds right away for Port. Vikings are back up 8-6, and Cam Welker showing his versatility on the offensive side.
He's a very flashy player, Mike. He can shoot it, and he can drive it. We saw both right there.
Manier Ebrahim looking to lead the offense. Good pass down low to Singh, and he has been a presence so far in the paint. Ooh. Port almost with another turnover. They have to be careful with these passes. Mafatano looks like he hasn't totally settled in yet, David.
No, but the good thing is that players around him have. And yes, he's not making his layups. He's getting fouled on right there. But he's getting to the line, and yes, he missed the first free throw, but it's early, Mikey. A lot of time.
And you know, Mafatano's ability to get to the rim is commendable. He's able to draw fouls, and then we mentioned he's a great free throw shooter. So, you know, even if he's not converting on the N1s, he's going to have a chance for points. And that's why he's been the leading scorer.
And you all can see, you can also see that he's a great three-point shooter as well. The great thing about him, he's tall, he's athletic, he's strong. But as much as he can drive in, he can also shoot the ball. So he's really a two-way guard.
Mafatano knocks down the first, ready to shoot his second. And he makes them both. Trevor Mafatano, 2 points from the stripe, 10-8 Vikings lead.
Welker's going to pick up the press here, Mikey. And I got to ask, once again, we're talking about big senior night. Who's been your favorite to watch this season?
I mean, I just have to say Cam Welker. I think the energy he's brought on both the defensive and offensive side of the ball, and the way he's led this team, That's got to be my guy. As that ball is whipped out into the corner, Enriquez no good on the three.
There's your guy, Mikey.
Welker snatches the rebound, brings it the other way. Mafitano coming down baseline. A little hezzy from Cam Welker. Gets inside. Layup is no good. A little bit of missed time there.
Is that a pass or is that a shot?
I'm not sure. Stevenson's going to bring it out. He's guarded tightly by Enriquez. Welker, right wing for three. No good. Rebound, East Meadow. Ibrahim's going to pick it up. Enriquez looking to make something happen on the offense. He stays with it.
It's dangerous to leave a shooter like Cam Welker open. Lucky they didn't pay there, but East Meadow's got to close down these shooters.
Ibrahim Brothers playing a little catch early on. And that's a gorgeous move, and that's a good jumper from Munir Ibrahim, putting the sauce on his defender.
What I was saying before, Mikey, was East Meadow's playing a tight trap, 2-3 defenses. They're going to get another steal there. Great defense there by Trevor, but it's going to be hard for Port to get the ball inside, especially because they're undersized opposed to East Meadow. So when you have an open shot, you just got to take it.
100%. Missed opportunity right there for East Meadow. In transition, they're going to have an opportunity to inbound here. As Shannon's going to sit down, sophomore John Spinoza is going to check in. Essentially playing the same position.
And for a big, I'd say, he's a great passer, Mike.
Singh's going to try for three off the back rim. Amalfitano comes down with the rebound. Pushes the pace. He's looking towards the net. Passes out to Spinoza, trying to find Amalfitano down below. Good move. And one, Amalfitano. That's exactly the aggression you love to see out of Trevor. And a great find from John Spinoza.
And he's now going to the line for the third time today, which just shows how great he is at getting to the line.
Trevor Mafitano has been the catalyst all season long. And Jake Siciliano is going to check in for Cam Welker. Getting his first minutes of the game. Jake's got something to prove tonight, David. I think he's looking for a bounce back game and a spot in the starting lineup.
Well, I don't think today was the issue with the starting lineup. I know that was a joke, but, you know, listen, he's a great player, Mikey, and you're not going to make every shot you take. You're going to have off games, and I think that's what we can classify last game was. But I think he knows, and the coaches know, and we know, that he's a great player. So you shouldn't have to play with jitters.
Singh fires from three. No good off the front rim. Poor comes down with it the other way. Mafitano, a little shake and bake out to Stevenson. Directing traffic, going towards the right wing. Pulls back out. There's Daly.
The thing I noticed with Stevenson, Mikey, is
Mafitano with the jumper. No good off the back rim. Rebound. And that's going to be a foul on Kenny Daly.
The thing I was saying was, the thing I see when Stevenson catches the ball is he's not looking to drive to the basket. This is his first look. He's looking to pass the ball. And that is something that a lot of coaches tell players, especially trying to make teams and play collegiate level, is that you got to look for yourself first, because if you have an open lane, you got to take it. And there are opportunities where he's had that, and he hasn't taken it because his head is just looking at a different person.
Going to be a foul on Jake Siciliano. David, from our view, it didn't look like there was much contact from the inbound, but Siciliano's going to get rung up for his first foul of the game.
There have been some tough calls today, Mikey. For both ways, I'd say.
Oh, and Stevenson's there with the steal, making most of the opportunity. There's Daly in the corner looking to drive. Good pass on the baseline. Brings it out. Daly for three.
It's a great look, though.
Yeah, no good from Kenny Daly. 52 seconds left. Enriquez full steam to the hoop. There's Spinoza again with a good defensive play, making himself present so far. Here's Kenny Daly looking to drive in. Gets stripped. That's going to stay Port's way. Jaden Enriquez didn't like the call, but he was the one that initiated the contact.
Realistically, if you're Port Washington, you're okay. You're fine with this quarter, but there have been opportunities where East Meadow could have gone ahead, and there's opportunities where Port could have pulled away. So I think you just got to make a few adjustments. And
another turnover. Bounce pass in for Ibrahim. He's going to get fouled and one. The sophomore with the big-time play. Spinoza gets the foul. And Ibrahim has a chance to tie the game at 13 with 30.2 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Sinks it. It's going to be 13-13. Port's going to have the final possession. Stevenson brings the ball up the court. Out to Spinoso. Daly's got it back to Spinoso, playing a little catch and go.
He's going to look like they switched to a man defense, Mike.
Daly, little pump fake, trying to drive inside. Siciliano. And it's another turnover. Costly passes by Port. And Ibrahim's going to take it the other way with the left hand. You have to wonder when they're going to make the adjustments. Daly, his shot from half court, almost goes in just a little bit too late. But Port's got some things to work on. Going into the second quarter, the turnovers have been the issue. We will see you for the second quarter. East Meadow is going to start the second quarter with the ball. They are running it back with a totally new lineup. Nick DiStefano, Brendan Cronin, we have Will Cassius, and then Richards, along with Isaiah Perkins. So four new guys on the floor. Port's going to run it back with Amalfitano, Daly, Welker, Stevenson, and Spinoso. Good defense by Daly to stop Cassius. Gets his dribble back, and that's tipped already. Kenny Daly on the fast break with the layup. It's good. 15-15.
Pretty pass there by Stevenson, getting out of transition as fast as possible.
They're going to have to watch the 5 seconds. They get it in time. Cronin's got the ball. Welker's pestering him. And that's 2-on-1. Good defense. And Amalfitano's there. And one with the finish. Amalfitano going to the line again with a big-time bucket.
Mikey, look like these East Meadow substitutes were JV players at this point, because Port's making them look silly in the few 10, 15 seconds that they've been in. They've turned the ball over twice in their own half.
Yeah, Coach Tom Rockham cannot be too happy with these players that have just checked in, and Enriquez and Singh I would expect to check in just a few minutes, because Port has already had two steals, and they're going to line for and one. Amalfitano looking to complete the three-point play, as he has done so many times this season so far.
It's just unbelievable how he's been able to get the basket today, Mikey. This is his fourth time at the free throw line.
Back rim, falls out to Cronin, and Daly's there again, got a, oof.
And that's a lucky call there, because the ref's been giving these calls, but Mikey, that's a third turnover. You got to imagine, you got to pull some of these players.
Yeah, or you just have to make some adjustments on the fly. I mean, space the floor a little bit more, and, you know, when you have that many turnovers in a little space of time like that, you have to kind of evaluate the fundamentals, whether you're picking your head up when you dribble.
Well, Mikey,
looking for the open man.
Like every
happening.
Single guy in the court for East Meadow, I am kind of right about this. They're all sophomores.
Yes, this
so
is
I can
a
imagine
very
this is
young
first year on varsity.
Yes,
no
very young
years.
Unit. But you have to say though, Port Washington's also playing with a bunch of sophomores, and they've just been able to mesh a little bit better than what we're seeing so far from East Meadow.
The thing about that is, you really see one senior on the court at a time. There's rarely a time that you see Stevenson and Welker and Ernst off the floor. You'll see Welker and Stevenson play the majority of the game, and then Amalfitano, what do you classify him as? He's been playing this varsity level for a long time. But
another steal, Daly to Stevenson. on the fast break, gets blocked
look
by Isaiah Richards.
Hacked there, Mike.
And Welker comes away with it again. Crossover inside to John Spinoso. Layup is no good. Spinoso sticks with it. Follow-up is good. Love the hustle from John Spinoso, the sophomore with a big-time play. 19-15, Vikings lead, 6:45 to go.
I mean, the game is still relatively close, Mikey.
Oh, of course.
So there's no issue with that, but
this is not working so far.
Right now, it looks like Washington's dominating them at this current second. And I think it's because of the inexperience that East Meadow is playing on the floor right now.
I would expect to see a different lineup emerge from this timeout. Yes, and there we go. Singh's going to check in. Ibrahim is back in. Henriquez. Yeah, this is the starters, David. Starters plus Ibrahim. Isaiah Richards is going to check out. And that lineup was a bit of a disaster for East Meadow, respectfully.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else to say about that. No. That was fairly embarrassing.
The right move by Coach Rockcamp. Shout out to the Port Washington cheerleaders. Had their senior night last week against Oceanside. And a big win for Port Washington, 63-34, a blowout win. And Port, we mentioned, is looking to build off of that momentum and just keep racking up wins and getting themselves in a great place in the standings.
Me and Mike were talking about this. We were wondering, for our listeners out there, for people who are listening, would you be interested in me and Mikey being a cheerleader next season, coming back here?
Fifth-year seniors, a little bit of a different activity, but you never know. And Spinoso dives into the stands almost.
Love the hustle there from the kid.
I'm telling you, these sophomores are just leaving it all out on the floor right now. John Spinoso with the putback before, and almost sacrificed his body.
And the East Meadow coach is telling his bench players right now, all the sophomores, you got to protect the ball. You got to put your right arm in front of your dribbling hand and make sure that they can come around, because it seems like Washington's getting their hand in there and they're throwing the ball 10 times.
And the double team at the top of the key has been very productive for Port so far. Henriquez is going to bring it back out, looking to get something going on offense. It's been a little bit of time for East Meadow. Ibrahim falls on the floor, dishes it out to his older brother. Maneer's got Welker on him. Screen set by Singh. Ibrahim still sticks with it. That three-pointer from Henriquez, no good off the front rim. Rebound, East Meadow. Singh had a hand on it, and I believe that's going to be the Jets' ball.
Mikey, the thing I didn't really like about that offensive sequence for East Meadow is that they had four guys trapped in that right side of the court. Where's the spacing?
Right, very cramped.
It leads to a tough shot.
Mazin Abraham's going to check out. Josh Camacho is checking in, the senior. Port with almost another steal. Welker gets right into Stefano's face. That's going to be a foul called.
East Meadow's just being super, super careless with the ball right now, because it seems like no matter what Port's doing, they're finding a way to strip the ball. And East Meadow just cannot adjust at the current moment. I think the best thing for them is we got to keep this lead very, very small, because Washington's not running away with this, even though I think it's very possible they can. You just got to pray again into halftime, and this game is still in reach, and you just got to make plenty of adjustments.
Walker in a little bit of foul trouble gets subbed out for Shanahan. Here's Ibrahim, guarded tightly by Daly. DiStefano for three is good. Tough shot over Troy Stevenson. And boy, he uses height to his advantage on that shot, David.
Like, he's a very tall and lanky kid. You know, you wouldn't match someone like that who's playing center to be a great shooter as well.
Another steal. There's Camacho. Dish inside to Singh is good on the second attempt. Just like Spinoso, Singh matches the putback. Daly bringing it downhill, gets stuck, and another turnover. Tide is switching towards East Meadow. They are up 20-19. It looks like adjustments work, David.
It's just truly the inexperience of these younger guys that I think put them behind. Because East Meadow is a very, very talented basketball team. But I think Washington's also going to be saying to themselves, you know, this is a winnable game for us. And if we don't win this game, I don't know, because I think they're the outright better team.
Sean Ernst checking back in on senior night.
They need some of his passing magic right now, Mikey. They got to get out and transition. Fast break quickly.
Henriquez guarded by Ernst. Looking for some motion. There's Ibrahim now. Amalfitano's on him. Back out to DiStefano. Just hit a three over Stevenson. Looking like he's trying to attack. No space there. Henriquez drives in. Little Euro step. Finishes off the glass. Too strong. Stevenson brings it the other way. Good bounce pass into Shanahan. and a blocking foul by DiStefano, unable to set his feet. And Shannon's going to go to the line for two.
Pretty pass there and pretty play. Good idea there by DiStefano, but unless you execute it right, and it's not going to work for you.
DiStefano is in foul trouble already. You know, his brother might have to check in for him.
Well, look, we got two Ibrahims. We got two DiStefanos, Mikey.
So brothers on this team.
It's a broadcaster's nightmare and a broadcaster's dream.
Yes, right on cue. Mazin Ibrahim is checking in. Munir Ibrahim is also on the floor. Shanahan hits the second free throw, 21-20. Vikings go back up, 4:46 remaining on the clock. And another foul called on Port Washington. Stevenson got a little bit too aggressive on Ibrahim at just about half court. That's not where you want to commit the foul, David.
Well, it's definitely not. Now they're in danger of the bonus. I think they are the bonus, Mikey.
Yeah, we are not even halfway through the second quarter, and East Meadow is going to get to the bonus.
17 foul now for Port Washington. It's going to put in the bonus. That is definitely something you don't want to do. You're giving East Meadow 3 points. You're right. There's more than halfway into the second quarter left.
Ibrahim's free throw is good. He's going to shoot another one. 21-21. 21, can you do something for the Jets right now? That's an ode to popular rap
culture. What are you saying, dude?
Two nice free throws from Munir Ibrahim. 22-21. Jets go back up.
Always find a way to incorporate Drake, Mikey.
I do. It's my weakness. Here's Spinoso. Tried to give the bounce pass down to Ernst. Kickball. It's going to be Port's way. You know, I think Spinoza's unlocking a new part of his game tonight. I think he's been looking to pass a lot more, and the turnovers have gone down. This is very nice from him, man. Beautiful Spinoza. Pass from Ernst to Stevenson.
Mikey, I've noticed his passing for the past few games. I think he's a great passer. And it's strange because at his size, it's weird. He's not very tall, but he can play big. You can see him post up a little bit, and he plays outside on these guards as well, so it's a tough position to be in, but you know, Mikey, he's a great passer.
Singh sets the screen for Ibrahim. He's going to pull up from three off the right side of the rim. Arndt's going to tip it, and that's going to be out on Port. Jets are going to stay with it, 4:04 on the clock. David, Tom Rockcamp, the coach of East Meadow, is about 4 feet from the bench right now. He is just all in this game, invested. He's just on the court.
Well, Mikey, when we were calling, I believe it's Bethpage, that coach was halfway onto the court. He was practically at the logo during his team's offensive and defensive possession. He's calling out the defensive plays for them. So this is nothing compared to that. But, I mean, you'd want to coach this into the game, I'd hope.
Ernst is there again on the defensive side. It's going to be out on Ernst again. But it's going to be another inbound for East Meadow. And Sean Ernst is making himself felt present, especially on the defensive side of the ball right now. This is his first game back.
What was his injury again, Mikey?
I'm not totally sure. We'll have to interview him at halftime. Ibrahim looking to shake and bake on Stevenson. Got him to jump back out. Here's Singh from the corner for three. No good. High arcing shot right there. Rebounded strongly by Camacho. Nice. There's Ibrahim.
Pretty pass there by Camacho.
Munir Ibrahim has got himself going on the stat sheet tonight. He's been their best player so far, and the senior has led the troops, David.
Now I think it's time for Trevor and the Port Washington offense to settle in. Yeah. Trying to get some easy buckets because right now nothing's coming easy.
We need the vintage Jamal Pitano takeover. Josh Camacho a little bit too overzealous on that play. And Port is in the bonus.
And you can hear the bench, Mikey, for East Meadow. They're vocal.
Malfitano, free throw is no good off the back rim. A little bit uncharacteristic from Malfitano. He's usually very, very good from behind.
Well, the fact that he's bent the line five times today, but he's only converted three free throws, it's a little alarming, but you just know how talented he is. So if you miss a few shots, you come down the floor and make the next big shot.
Ibrahim looking to find space. Out to Singh again in the corner. Doesn't decide to shoot it. Floater on the baseline is good. Shanahan fell down. It was a good play from Singh. Oh, beautiful pass inside for Sean Ernst. with the reverse finish. John Spinoso is there again with the pass, David. The backdoor play executed to perfection.
I made a comparison. You know, on a much different lower level, I made a comparison to Jokic. Just because the similar body structure, Mikey, that's it.
Ibrahim's three is no good. Off the rim, Stevenson's going to come away with it. Looking to go to the rim. There he is. Good aggression from Stevenson. A little bit too much on that layup. And he's there. Ball out to Singh. It's going to be Ibrahim who's going to take it up the floor.
The thing about basketball is, especially when a great team, is that if you make a mistake, you feel like the whole pressure of the team is on your back. So you're trying to make a great defensive play there and be aggressive, which is what Stevenson just did.
Singh's three was no good. Amapatano all alone on the fast break. And there he is. Trevor Amapatano, 27-26 Vikings. Great pass from Stevenson. He's got 9 points, and Port's leading scorer once again. Enriquez going hard into Ernst. Gets the bucket. Spinoso's wide open, calling for the ball. Gets it in the corner. Back out to Ernst on the right wing. Malpitano is going to move in. There's Shanahan. Spinoso, sophomore's doing a little bit of passing here. Spinoso going to the rim. Floater is good. Soft touch for the sophomore.
I'm loving this nice little 1-2 between Ernst and Spinoso. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it looks like there's some chemistry right there.
Two great passers.
Enriquez, deep three, no good. That's going to fall out of bounds off the back rim.
Mikey, every time a ball goes into the crowd and people kind of disperse, I always think of Shaq diving into the crowd when he was in the Suns. I mean, none of these guys are anywhere near Shaq.
Yes, I don't think Enriquez falling in.
A few hundred pounds later.
Yeah, I think Enriquez falling into the stands wouldn't do the type of damage on someone as Shaq. But lo and behold, 53 on the clock. Beautiful pass inside from Shanahan. I'm sorry, to Shanahan from Sean Ernst. Ernst facilitating once again for Vikings, and they are up 31-28, looking to close the half out strong. Stevenson's going to pick his man up from half court. Singh going to look baseline again. Gets stuffed by Shanahan. Whistled for the foul. Coach Dooley not happy with that. Shanahan got a little bit of Singh's wrist, and Singh will be at the line. Chance for two.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, that was John Spinoso on the foul.
Okay, I don't know if it's the referees today or the players, but everyone's looking a little handsy right now, and you got to know that right now that the refs are calling everything. So does that mean you got to make some adjustments at halftime in terms of defense, or you just got to live with the fouls, Mikey?
I mean, I think it's been for both teams, so.
I'm saying for both teams, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't play into it too much, but I think you got to stick to your game plan and let the refs be the refs. You know, you can't really operate around both of them. It's Singh with two made free throws, 26 seconds remaining. Amalfitano is bringing the ball up the court. There's Shanahan in the corner. Ball's back, rotates here. Stevenson at the top of the key, and Dooley, smart timeout called with 17 seconds left. Going to try to draw up a final play for the half for the Vikings.
He's going to try to get that final shot on Mikey. I think he's going to hold the ball for the rest of the half.
100%. You have to if you're Port.
And then I think a big shot here, possibly a three, but that's not what you want. I think you'd rather get to the basket, but if you happen to get a three, go two possessions going into halftime, that'd be fantastic.
100%. I would expect Cam Welker to check in right here. He's been their best three-point shooter all season. He's leading the team in three-point field goal percentage. And his ability to put the ball on the floor and attack the basket has just been something special this season, David.
Most definitely. And then looking at the defensive side for East Meadow, all you got to do, depending on how big portions could go on the floor, get out on the shooters and then crash the baseline. Make sure no one gets easy shots. As long as you crash the paint, you should be fine.
Cam Welker is back in the game along with side. Malpitano, Spinoso, Shanahan, and Stevenson. Welker's got the ball at the top of the key. Stevenson to Amapatano, spin move inside. No foul is called on Ibrahim. Going to stay with Port, 8 seconds left.
It's interesting, Mikey, because from our angle, that did look like a foul to me. And we got the East Meadow coach coming to us, Mikey.
Yeah, Tom Rockham. Welker throws it off the back. 7 seconds left, Amapatano. Pass fake, 3 seconds left. Stevenson's going to have to put something up. Fadeaway is no good off the front rim. And Troy and Cam are not happy. at that sequence at the end of the first half, but we will see you with the beginning of the second half. Port's going to have to make a couple adjustments, but they go into halftime 31-30. We will see you with the second half.